Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
President Trump has announced more sanctions on Iran after Iran shot down a U.S. drone last week.
CBS News military analyst, retired Army Major Mike Lyons is on our newsline. Mike, what or who do these latest sanctions target?
Well, they target the supreme leader of Iran, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, as well as the foreign minister, Zarif, one of the architects of the original nuclear agreement that signed with the United States, as well as other members of the Revolutionary Guard. So this is going after specific people. And we've done this before with Russians, for example. We've gone after specific people. And it's really their vulnerable center of gravity, going after the finances of these people, which is something that's very important to them, as this regime, you know, holds on to power based on its ability to dictate the financial structure inside of Iran.
Mike, do sanctions like these work? Will this be enough to bring Iran to the table to negotiate?
I'm not sure that is the case, and we still haven't found that what that's going to be. Our goal is to drive their oil exports to literally zero, but considering China and India and Japan still buy from Iran, that's just not the case. I mean, it's been a tremendous dent into what they export, but nothing to drive them to the table. What's going to drive them to the table likely is us giving into something. We might have to give to get here, so I'm not sure specifically what they're going to do.
Mike, last week, President Trump said he canceled the military strike at the last minute because it would have killed 150 people. He said that wouldn't have been proportionate. Is there still a military option on the table, and what kind of option might that be?
Well, there's always a military option. I think that was a good move. I do think that our center of gravity is casualties, and it's really this president's red line, which is why he chose not to strike, and I don't think he wants to see Iran go after us and have casualties there. But there's things we can do, just like what was likely on the table, taking out those anti-ballistic missile capability. There's been an increase in some cyber things that we can do, things that are attached to their network. We can go after them that way. But again, until both sides, you know, figure out what they want to get from the other, I think this is going to go on. I think the G20 this week is also impacting it. Iran is trying to show the United States is not going to be a good member of the G20 to try to upset international order. And I think they're trying to get that on the unofficial agenda as an item this week. And I think that's why they're putting a lot of pressure on President Trump this week.
Thank you, Mike. CBS News military analyst, Major Mike Lyons.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.